On Pears, Part 2, translated by Bhikkhu Sajjato. Come to a conclusion. Mendicants, all those who have come to a conclusion about me are accomplished in view. Of those who are accomplished in view, five conclude their path in this realm, and five conclude their path after leaving this realm behind. Which five conclude their path in this realm? The one who has seven rebirths at most, the one who goes from family to family, the one seeder, the once returner, and the one who is perfected in this very life. These five conclude their path in this realm. Which five conclude their path after leaving this realm behind? The one who is extinguished between one life and the next, the one who is extinguished upon landing, the one who is extinguished without extra effort, the one who is extinguished with extra effort, and the one who heads upstream, going to the Akanita realm. These five conclude their path after leaving this realm behind. All those who have come to a conclusion about me are accomplished in view. Of those who are accomplished in view, these five conclude their path in this realm, and these five conclude their path after leaving this realm behind. Experiential confidence. Mendicants, all those who have experiential confidence in me have entered the stream. Of those who have entered the stream, five conclude their path in this realm, and five conclude their path after leaving this realm behind. Which five conclude their path in this realm? The one who has seven rebirths at most, the one who goes from family to family, the one seeder, the once returner, and the one who is perfected in this very life. These five conclude their path in this realm. Which five conclude their path after leaving this realm behind? The one who is extinguished between one life and the next, the one who is extinguished upon landing, the one who is extinguished without extra effort, the one who is extinguished with extra effort, and the one who heads upstream, going to the Akanita realm. These five conclude their path after leaving this realm behind. All those who have experiential confidence in me have entered the stream. Of those who have entered the stream, these five conclude their path in this realm, and these five conclude their path after leaving this realm behind. Happiness, first. At one time, Venerable Sariputta was staying in the land of the Magadans, near the village of Nalaka. Then the wanderer, Samandakani, went up to Venerable Sariputta and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, Samandakani sat down to one side and said to Sariputta, "Reverend Sariputta, what is happiness and what is suffering?" "Rebirth is suffering, Reverend. No rebirth is happiness. When there is rebirth, you can expect this kind of suffering. Cold, heat, hunger, thirst, defecation and urination, contact with fire, clubs and knives, and relatives and friends get together and annoy you. When there is rebirth, this is the kind of suffering you can expect. When there is no rebirth, you can expect this kind of happiness. No cold, heat, hunger, thirst, defecation or urination, no contact with fire, clubs or knives, and relatives and friends don't get together and annoy you. When there is no rebirth, this is the kind of happiness you can expect." Happiness, second. At one time, Venerable Sariputta was staying in the land of the Magadans, near the village of Nalaka. Then the wanderer Samandakani went up to Venerable Sariputta and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, Samandakani sat down to one side and said to Sariputta, "Reverend Sariputta, in this teaching and training, what is happiness and what is suffering?"
"Reverend, in this teaching and training, dissatisfaction is suffering and satisfaction is happiness.
When you're dissatisfied, you can expect this kind of suffering. You find no happiness or pleasure while walking, standing, sitting, or lying down, or when in a village, a wilderness, at the root of a tree, an empty hut, the open air, or when among the mendicants. When you're dissatisfied, this is the kind of suffering you can expect. When you're satisfied, you can expect this kind of happiness. You find happiness or pleasure while walking, standing, sitting, or lying down, or when in a village, a wilderness, at the root of a tree, an empty hut, the open air, or when among the mendicants. When you're satisfied, this is the kind of happiness you can expect."
At Nalakapana, first. At one time the Buddha was wandering in the land of the Kosalans, together with a large sangha of mendicants, when he arrived at a town of the Kosalans named Nalakapana. There the Buddha stayed near Nalakapana in the grove of Flame of the Forest trees. Now at that time it was the Sabbath, and the Buddha was sitting surrounded by a sangha of monks. The Buddha spent much of the night educating, encouraging, firing up and inspiring the mendicants with a Dhamma talk. Then he looked around the sangha of mendicants, who were so very silent. He addressed Venerable Sariputta. "Sariputta, the sangha of mendicants is rid of dullness and drowsiness. Give them some Dhamma talk as you feel inspired. My back is sore. I'll stretch it."
"Yes, sir," Sariputta replied.
And then the Buddha spread out his outer robe, folded in four, and laid down in the lion's posture, on the right side, placing one foot on top of the other, mindful and aware, and focused on the time of getting up. There Sariputta addressed the mendicants.
"Reverends, mendicants."
"Reverend," they replied. Sariputta said this:
"Reverends, whoever has no faith, conscience, prudence, energy and wisdom when it comes to skillful qualities can expect decline, not growth, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. It's like the moon in the waning fortnight. Whether by day or by night, its beauty, roundness, light and diameter and circumference only decline. In the same way, whoever has no faith, conscience, prudence, energy and wisdom when it comes to skillful qualities can expect decline, not growth, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. A faithless individual is in decline. An individual with no conscience is in decline. An imprudent individual is in decline. A lazy individual is in decline. A witless individual is in decline. An irritable individual is in decline. An acrimonious individual is in decline. An individual with corrupt wishes is in decline. An individual with bad friends is in decline. An individual with wrong view is in decline. Whoever has faith, conscience, prudence, energy and wisdom when it comes to skillful qualities can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. It's like the moon in the waxing fortnight, whether by day or by night. Its beauty, roundness, light, and diameter and circumference only grow. In the same way, whoever has faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom when it comes to skillful qualities can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. A faithful individual doesn't decline. An individual with a conscience doesn't decline. A prudent individual doesn't decline. An energetic individual doesn't decline. A wise individual doesn't decline. A loving individual doesn't decline. A kind individual doesn't decline. An individual with few desires
doesn't decline. An individual with good friends doesn't decline. An individual with right view doesn't decline. Then the Buddha got up and said to Venerable Sariputta, "Good, good, Sariputta. Whoever has no faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom when it comes to skillful qualities can expect decline, not growth, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. It's like the moon in the waning fortnight. Whether by day or by night, its beauty, roundness, light, and circumference only decline. In the same way, whoever has no faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom when it comes to skillful qualities can expect decline, not growth in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. A faithless individual is in decline. An individual with no conscience is in decline. An individual who is imprudent is in decline. An individual who is lazy is in decline. An individual who is witless is in decline. An individual who is irritable is in decline. An individual who is acrimonious is in decline. An individual who is with corrupt wishes is in decline. An individual who has bad friends is in decline. An individual with wrong view is in decline. Whoever has faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom when it comes to skillful qualities can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. It's like the moon in the waxing fortnight. Whether by day or by night, its beauty, roundness, light, and diameter and circumference only grow. In the same way, whoever has faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom when it comes to skillful qualities can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. A faithful individual doesn't decline. A conscientious individual doesn't decline. A prudent individual doesn't decline. An energetic individual doesn't decline. A wise individual doesn't decline. A loving individual doesn't decline. A kind individual doesn't decline. An individual with few desires doesn't decline. An individual with good friends doesn't decline. An individual with right view doesn't decline. At Nala Kapana, 2nd. At one time the Buddha stayed near Nala Kapana in the grove of flame of the forest trees. Now at that time it was the Sabbath, and the Buddha was sitting surrounded by a sangha of monks. The Buddha spent much of the night educating, encouraging, firing up, and inspiring the mendicants with a Dhamma talk. Then he looked around the sangha of mendicants, who were so very silent. He addressed Venerable Sariputta, "Sariputta, the Sangha of mendicants is rid of dullness and drowsiness. Give them some Dhamma talk as you feel inspired. My back is sore. I'll stretch it." "Yes, sir," Sariputta replied. And then the Buddha spread out his outer robe, folded in four, and laid down in the lion's posture on the right side, placing one foot on top of the other, mindful and aware, and focused on the time of getting up. There Sariputta addressed the mendicants. "Reverends, mendicants." "Reverend," they replied. Sariputta said this: "Reverends, whoever has no faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom, who doesn't want to listen, doesn't memorize the teachings, examine their meaning, or practice accordingly, and is not diligent when it comes to skillful qualities, can expect decline, not growth, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. It's like the moon in the waning fortnight. Whether by day or by night, its beauty, roundness, light, and diameter and circumference only decline. In the same way, whoever has no faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom, who doesn't want to listen, doesn't memorize the teachings, examine their meaning, or practice accordingly, and is negligent when it comes to skillful qualities, can expect decline, not growth in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. Whoever has faith, conscience,
prudence, energy and wisdom, who wants to listen, memorizes the teachings, examines their meaning and practices accordingly, and is diligent when it comes to skillful qualities, can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. It's like the moon in the waxing fortnight. Whether by day or by night, its beauty, roundness, light and diameter and circumference only grow. In the same way, whoever has faith, conscience, prudence, energy and wisdom, who wants to listen, memorizes the teachings, examines their meaning and practices accordingly, and is diligent when it comes to skillful qualities, can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. Then the Buddha got up and said to Venerable Sariputta, "Good, good Sariputta, whoever has no faith, conscience, prudence, energy and wisdom, who doesn't want to listen, doesn't memorize the teachings, examine their meaning, or practice accordingly, and is negligent when it comes to skillful qualities, can expect decline, not growth, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. It's like the moon in the waning fortnight. Whether by day or by night, its beauty, roundness, light and diameter and circumference only decline. In the same way, whoever has no faith, conscience, prudence, energy and wisdom, who doesn't want to listen, doesn't memorize the teachings, examine their meaning, or practice accordingly, and is negligent when it comes to skillful qualities, can expect decline, not growth, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. Whoever has faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom, who wants to listen, memorizes the teachings, examines their meaning, and practices accordingly, and is diligent when it comes to skillful qualities, can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. It's like the moon in the waxing fortnight. Whether by day or by night, its beauty, roundness, light and diameter and circumference only grow. In the same way, whoever has faith, conscience, prudence, energy and wisdom, who wants to listen, memorizes the teachings, examines their meaning and practices accordingly, and is diligent when it comes to skillful qualities, can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. Topics of discussion. First, at one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, an Artapindika's monastery. Now at that time, after the meal, on return from alms round, several mendicants sat together in the assembly hall. They engaged in all kinds of low talk, such as talk about kings, bandits and ministers, talk about armies, threats and wars, talk about food, drink, clothes and beds, talk about garlands and fragrances, talk about family, vehicles, villages, towns, cities and countries, talk about women and heroes, street talk and well talk, talk about the departed, motley talk, tales of land and sea, and talk about being reborn in this or that place. Then in the late afternoon, the Buddha came out of retreat and went to the assembly hall, where he sat on the seat spread out and addressed the mendicants. "Mendicants, what were you sitting, talking about just now? What conversation was left unfinished?" And they told him what had happened. "Mendicants, it's not appropriate for you gentlemen who have gone forth out of faith from the lay life to homelessness to engage in these kinds of low talk. There are, mendicants, these 10 topics of discussion." "What 10? "Talk about fewness of wishes, contentment, seclusion, aloofness, arousing energy, ethics, immersion, wisdom, freedom, and the knowledge and vision of freedom. These are the 10 topics of discussion. Mendicants, if you bring up these topics of conversation again and again, then your glory could surpass even the sun and moon, so mighty and powerful, let alone the wanderers of other religions." Topics of discussion, second. At one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, Anatta Pindika's monastery. Now at that time, after the meal, on return from alms round, several mendicants sat together in the assembly hall. They engaged in all kinds of low talk, such as talk about kings, bandits and chief ministers, talk about armies, threats and wars, talk about food, drink, clothes and beds, talk about garlands and fragrances, talk about family, vehicles, villages, towns, cities and nations, talk about women and heroes, street talk and well talk, talk about the departed, miscellaneous talk, tales of land and sea, and talk about being reborn in this or that state of existence. Mendicants, there are 10 grounds for praise. What 10? It's when a mendicant personally has few wishes and speaks to the mendicants on having few wishes. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant is personally content and speaks to the mendicants on contentment. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant personally is secluded and speaks to the mendicants on seclusion. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant personally doesn't mix closely with others and speaks to the mendicants on not mixing closely with others. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant personally is energetic and speaks to the mendicants on rousing energy. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant personally is accomplished in ethics and speaks to the mendicants on being accomplished in ethics. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant personally is accomplished in immersion and speaks to the mendicants on being accomplished in immersion. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant personally is accomplished in wisdom and speaks to the mendicants on being accomplished in wisdom. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant personally is accomplished in freedom and speaks to the mendicants on being accomplished in freedom. This is a ground for praise. A mendicant personally is accomplished in the knowledge and vision of freedom and speaks to the mendicants on being accomplished in the knowledge and vision of freedom. This is a ground for praise. These are the 10 grounds for praise.